Welcome to Introverts Galaxy. In the last couple of years, I've discovered that there is an immense number of people who struggle with social anxiety, fear of public speaking, introversion. One of the issues I dealt with was that I thought I was alone. I didn't think that other people were feeling like this, so I thought I was a freak. And in this podcast, you will hear stories of people who have struggled with similar issues. What was that like for them? What did they do? How did they grow? Hopefully we can learn. Let's jump into it.
Are you recording right now?
I've been recording for 3 minutes.
So tell me about your introversion problem.
What do you mean problem? Well, are you interviewing me now?
I am interviewing you because...
This is an interview? Now I'm on the spot.
You said you're okay one-on-one.
I have this personality. I understand that now. That I think about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people don't think about this stuff. Some don't probably care. And this is just my personality. I used to think, hey, why the heck am I thinking about this stuff all the time? Why do I worry about this? Or why is this such a big part of my thoughts? That's just who I am. That's just how I am. And with some people, it's easier to talk about it. Like with you.
I'm very easygoing. That's fantastic. Tell me, what do you think about that causes you a problem when you're...
Cause? I just think that this is just who I am, the way I am. I was born this way.
Yeah, but I want examples. Give me an example of some...
When I was at work, I was a computer programmer, and on Mondays, I had to give an update. To sit down in a room with people at work. And to me, that was horrible, man. It was scary. I used to be just afraid to talk. Yeah. I didn't want to talk in front of people. I used to think, oh my God, what can I say? What kind of excuse can I make not to show up? You know, how do I do it the fastest way possible? How do I speak the least amount that I can? Do I even need to be there? I used to tell my boss, yeah. Do you really need me there? And I didn't even want to tell him that, because then I thought, oh, he's going to think I'm a failure. Okay. Am I not smart enough, you know, that I don't want to talk? I was afraid that I was going to say something stupid and everyone will think, oh my God, what an idiot.
That doesn't sound like introversion to me. That sounds like having a job. That's like a job where, you know, you're not 100% sure that you're qualified. How good were you at that job?
I was very good. Very good at what I did. The thing is that's an example. I wasn't done. Let me finish here.
No, man. No, go ahead.
So one day, there was a man, a director of a whole office, and he had to talk. He had joined the team recently, and he was an experienced, he's good at what he does. And he had to talk in front of this group that I'm afraid to talk. And he choked up the whole time. I could tell that he was afraid of doing it,
How could you tell?
He was choking. He was like, just babbling. And I thought, oh my God, it's not just me. And this guy is, he knows what he's doing. So, he's good at his job. You know, it's not just that I suck at what I do. It's just this happens to some of us.
So here's the deal. So you were having horrible, mean thoughts about this person. And because you're a horrible, mean person, you figure that everybody else is having horrible, mean thoughts about you when you're like fumbling around and stumbling and, stuttering or whatever.
I don't understand. What do you mean I'm having mean thoughts about this
person? What happens is that we have horrible thoughts about people, and then we think that the other people have horrible thoughts about us. But if we were kind and compassionate, we would think that the other people were kind and compassionate.